Excuse me? Oh my God, it is you! Oh, fancy seeing you at this reunion. I haven't seen you for ages. Yeah, I was a little worried about approaching you since I wasn't sure if it was actually you or not, since you look so different. But yeah, it's really great to see you. You've really grown up. So, what have you been up to since high school? Wow, a job and an apartment. Look at you being a proper adult. Yeah, I haven't had great luck. I've been super busy trying to juggle studying and part-time work, and hopefully I'll find a real job that I can actually have a career in once I graduate. But yeah. Tell me about it. I put out, oh gosh, knows how many applications a day, and half the time I don't even get a reply. It's ridiculous. Yeah, and don't even get me started on the whole "you must have prior experience for this job" crap. I'm just like, hey, how am I supposed to get experience in the first place if nobody will hire me? God, I think I need a drink. Do you want some punch? Yeah, give me a sec. I'll be right back. Excuse me. Thank you. Sorry. I just trying to. Yep. Okay. Two punches, please. Thank you. Right. One for him. Fuck. What's the dosage? He can't be more than 225, maybe. That's best put a little extra. Oh, sorry that took so long. There were heaps of people lining up for drinks. Anyway, here you go. Drink up. Oh, don't worry about me. I could bitch about job hunting all day. Why don't we talk about you? I mean, it's been years and we've got so much to catch up on. You still see anyone from school? The Thompson twins. Oh yeah, I think I remember them. Didn't they pick on you back in the day? Yeah, I could have sworn I remember hearing about how they stuffed you in a trash bin and tossed you down a hill. What a bunch of jicks. They're lucky I wasn't around when that happened. Doing something like that, I probably would have killed them. Yeah, I know I look weak, but I can pack a punch if I'm angry. Wow, I didn't think there'd be so many couples around here. It feels like high school all over again. Yeah, I came alone. No boyfriend for me as usual. How about you? I didn't see anyone with you when you got here. No wife, girlfriend. So you came here alone too. You want to hear a secret? Yeah, I really need to get this off my chest. I used to have the biggest crush on you. I'm not kidding. I was just way too nervous to say anything. And I remember how I used to watch out at you in the yard during lunch. Every time you walked by the locker rooms, I'd get all excited and tingling. And you'd always be walking with another girl. Oh, don't worry about me. It's not like you ever did. So, how about this punch? It's really good, right? Do you think maybe if I spoke up sooner, we might have dated in high school? Probably not, but I mean, I like to think about it sometimes. I think we would have made a cute couple. Oh, are you all right? You look kind of pale. Maybe you should drink some more punch. It'll make you feel better. Trust me. Oh, you okay? Oh, I got you. Don't worry. Let's get you out of here. I got you. Come on. Wakey, wakey. Come on, sleepyhead. Open those eyes. Come on, rise and shine. Just open your... Wake the fuck up. Are you going to keep your eyes open? Good. You're in my bedroom, silly. I think somebody had a little too much to drink last night. Oh, don't. The ropes, you don't worry about them. Well, I mean, they are kind of to stop you from escaping. You know what? I should let you in on another secret. I spiked your drink. How naughty, right? I know, this isn't something I normally do, but when I heard you were attending the reunion, I had to give it a try, and nobody suspected a thing. All I had to do was pretend like you were passed out from drinking and then drag you to my car. Before I knew it, I had you lying up in my bed, tied up like an early Christmas present. And, oh, do you look so cute when you struggle against the rope. You can thrash around all you want, but you're not going anywhere. You're all mine. Fuck. Oh, the feeling of kidnapping a man makes me feel so alive. And I think it's fairly obvious why I'm doing this. You are fucking sexy, and I want you to myself. Hell, I've wanted you for years, but the naive little schoolgirl you knew is long gone. I'm stunned sitting around waiting for my dream guy to notice me. Do you have any idea how hard it was for me to watch you go out with all those girls while I was stuck being single all throughout high school? Why would you? You didn't even know I existed. But not anymore. I have all your attention. And fuck, I cannot hold back anymore. I need you out of those clothes. Oh, you have no idea how much I wanted to taste this body. Fuck. Do you like that? What's with that look? You're supposed to be turned on, not looking like you're about to shit yourself. Okay, I see. It's because I'm not your type. Because a regular girl isn't good enough for you, right? No, you need a little perfect princess who does her makeup and wears skirts and leaves her ass hanging out. Well, sorry. Sorry I was more interested in reading books than I was fucking the whole football team. Sorry I preferred to stay at home on a weekend instead of going out to party and drink. Sorry I got flustered around boys and I didn't act like a stuck-up bitch. God. Boys are so stupid. They'll follow shallow bitches around like a bunch of brainwashed puppies as long as a pretty girl gives them the slightest bit of attention. Meanwhile, down-to-earth girls, decent girls like me, get left behind to live in a house full of cats. Well, not anymore. I've been cock-starved for too long, and you're going to help me get my fill, whether you like it or not. So hold still. I want to see that cock. Hold still.
That's better.
Oh, Christ have mercy, a real life cock it is. Oh, so sexy. And it tastes so good. Wipe that stupid worried look off your face. Just admit you like it, you fucking pervert. What if I showed you my tits? Would that make it better? I bet you never expected a girl like me to have such soft, juicy tits. Ooh! What do we have here? Somebody's getting a hard on. I don't give a shit what you say. Deep, down. You want this. You boys are all the same. Show a bit of skin and your heart is a rock. Now here's something I don't understand. If I can make you hard, what made those other girls so much better than me? Is it that I'm not slutty enough? Is that it? Oh, I can be a slut too. Watch me. Wrap my tits around your cock. Oh, do those girls ever tit fuck you like this? I bet you love the feeling of two soft hits squishing around your shaft. None of those bitches could tit fuck you and suck your cock like this. Look. Impressive, right? Now enough fucking around. I want you inside me. If you don't hold still, I swear I'll ride your dick until it breaks. Still feel like squirming? Good. Now just let me... Oh, holy shit. I never thought I'd feel a cock inside me. Oh, you were definitely worth the wait. Oh, look at that. Do you see that? Look how my pussy swallows your whole cock. Oh, fuck. Can you fit me perfectly? Oh, like two jigsaw pieces. It was meant to be. You were born to fill my pussy. Oh, I was born to take your cock. Oh, I can do so many things for you that other girl can't. When you're with me, you'll never have to worry about bullies again. I wasn't joking about the Thomas twins. If I ever see them messing with my precious baby, I'll kill them. I'll hunt them down, fucking murder them. Oh, nobody will find their bodies. And I can bring you their heads as proof of my loyalty. Oh, because I'm not interested in other men. I'm a good girl. That's the kind of girl you like, right? You want a good girl? Oh, be a submissive little slut for you. I can be your good girl. A good girl for daddy. Fuck. Did any of those whores you dated ever call you daddy? I guess it doesn't matter anymore. You're my daddy now. Oh, fuck, daddy. Oh, your sweet baby girl has been such a naughty bitch. You're gonna bend me over and punish me? Daddy, you can put me over your lap and spank me until I learn my lesson. Please discipline me, daddy. Teach this filthy little whore how to be a good, well-behaved girl. Oh, daddy, I want you to use me. I'm nothing but a worthless cum dump for you. Oh, fuck, you know, it would be really sexy. Oh, for our first time together, you came inside my pussy. No? Oh, well, I don't think you're gonna say in this. Oh, daddy's gonna shoot his load deep inside me, whether he wants to or not. Oh, it won't be that bad. Oh, fuck, we can even come together. Doesn't that sound like fun? Fuck. Oh, fuck. I can feel it coming. I can feel it. You're gonna come at me. You're gonna come at me, aren't you? Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. Your cock needs to come with me. You need to come. You need to come in your sweet little girl's pussy, don't you? Yeah. Scream for me, daddy. Oh, show your baby girl how much you love her. Oh, mark me as your papri. Fuck. I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl for daddy. No, come with me. I can't come. I need you to come with me. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. I can feel that. I felt your cum in me. Yeah? Oh, fuck. Oh, I hope you had as much fun as I did. And, oh, judging from all this cum inside me, I'd say that's a yes. Before I cuddle with you, I think it's only fair. Daddy needs to clean me up first. Now, get that tongue. Work and clean up all of your cum from my tight little cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh, sensitive. Oh, fuck, though. It feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, good job. Clean it all up. Oh, thank you. Oh, well done, Daddy. I think you've earned the right to cuddle up with your obedient little girl. Oh. I'll wrap my arms around you and... Oh, isn't this romantic? Our first time cuddling together. No, I think the robes can stay. I wouldn't want Daddy to get distracted by other girls again. You're all mine. Forever. And ever. My daddy.